Hello, Kathleen. Come.
Dana told me I should tell you this story, and it seems to fit right in now.
Who said that, Dana? Come here, sit here.
Oh.
Because Dana tells you to say it.
She said you would be interested in it, and it fits in with what everyone's saying right now.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it?
If you want to tell, not because Dana tells you. You know,
yeah.
These are the stories that help us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Help us a lot and help those who hear. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I haven't...
Well, we have been reading stories of the lives of the saints, but we haven't... This is the first time we are hearing the stories of the lovers of God. The lives of the saints have fire, have stoked fire in our hearts. Fuel is there, it stops there, and starts our heart burning and all. He has a burning heart, he says, you know. But now we hear life stories from the lovers, so it helps me. I love it.
So do I.
Then come on, tell us. Well, not one, but two or three.
Oh. Well, I hadn't ever wanted to come here at all.
So this is how you jumped in.
This is where I started.
This is going to hurt tourism, right?
I didn't want to come here. I've never thought that India would be a place I wanted to come. I don't know. There was always a feeling inside that if I came, I would just start crying the minute I arrived. So...
Cried through what? Helplessness or hopelessness?
I'm not sure. Mm. I don't know. It's just
such
a feeling
I
have.
Such a miserable country and all that.
Maybe. Who knows? So, about a year ago, Baba said to me to come to India.
How did he say? Which language?
I always wonder. How did he say? He just said, it's time to go to India.
In Maui language?
Yeah. He spoke to me in Hawaiian. Except I don't understand Hawaiian, so I had to get a translator. No, it's just, I heard it. I just heard it in my head. And so, this is going to be a job. And... So my daughter and I started saving money. We started working at it. And pretty soon I was working 15 hours a day at getting ready to come here to save enough money.
As what?
Anything.
Anything.
I baked bread, I ironed clothes, I washed toilets, I did paintings and drawings, I started teaching, I did anything. And I just started working, and that was all I did, was work and work and work. And So then I did a series of paintings for a show, and had anticipated that if the majority or even half of them sold, that this would take care of it and I could then be sure to go. And so hardly any of them sold. And I was bitterly disappointed. I went over to see my friend Meredith Moon. And I cried and cried and cried. And at that point, I realized that Baba had worked on me so much that now I had wanted to go, and I realized that I probably wouldn't be able to go. So I was so disappointed. So I just kept working and working. And my daughter would come home from babysitting, and she would hand some more money to me. And she's
Nicole.
The one, Nicole.
She would babysit also to help
you. She would make, she made... half of her ticket. She made the money for half of her ticket. And she would keep me going because I would get very disappointed from working so hard. So eventually we had the money for our ticket. And then the ticket that we were going to get, there was only one. And I didn't want my daughter and I to be separated. So we tried another travel agent, and so finally about 4 days before we were going to leave, the ticket was confirmed. And so he said, all you have to do now is deposit the money into my bank account. And that felt a little uncomfortable to me, but I guess that's the way people do things on Maui. So I realized then that I still didn't have my visas back. And I thought, what am I going to do? Here I have this money now, finally. So I thought about it. I tried to call my friend Meredith Moon. She wasn't available. So I thought, well, it looks like you're going to have to make this decision on your own, Kathleen. And I listened and I asked Baba and I felt my heart just going before me. So I deposited the money into his account and I thought, well, it doesn't matter, it's just money. Even though I worked this hard, it doesn't matter because it's Baba's anyway. And the next day I did some further searching for our visas and I found that they were on Maui and they brought them up to us. But it was amazing to see how he worked with me through this whole thing.
The 12th hour, not the 11th hour. The 12th hour that he would want you to go now. He kept you waiting, anticipating, anticipating all that.
So everything was decided like 2 days before we were to leave.
Well, that's good. He takes care of.
Yeah.
And didn't I hear you mention that you wanted to come back?
Oh yes, once I got there I was fine. I mean, I did have tears though. But after that first time in Bombay, then I was all right.
Tears in Bombay?
Yeah, I arrived at the hotel, tears streaming down my face. No, I don't know why. It's just maybe I was not fulfilling my dream of crying in India.